Shalom to all. Today's office menachas daftani. We're starting near the top at the beginning of the brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Leila Nishmas Marsh Miriam Sarbas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amal should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing the measuring kalim in the base of Mikdash. Call Midrash Mikdash as Mishnah. All the measurements in the base of Mikdash. Hayu nidgashais. They were heaping. Now we had this term before. There was gadosh and machuk. Gadosh meant heaping. Machuk meant leveled out. In other words, the Mishnah is telling us that when we measure something dry, such as flour, in the base of Mikdash, it has to be heaped a little bit over the top, and only then we have the proper measurement. If it's leveled out and it's smooth, then that's not the proper amount. It's not enough. We have to add a little bit more. Chutz, except for Mishal Kohen Gadol, measurement used in Minchas Chavit and Kohen Gadol, She'agad Shel Asoicha, its heaped measurement was inside of it. In other words, it just had to be leveled out, and that was fine. That was measurement that was necessary. The Mishnah continues, Midas Halach, Be'ertzein Kodesh, Midas HaYavesh, Be'ertzein Chol. With liquid measurements, the overspill, the overflow, that has Kedusha, whereas with dry measurements, that which overflows is Chol. It doesn't have Kedusha. Now that's Tanakama. However, Kiva Mirhi argues and says, Midas Halach Kodesh, measuring kalim itself for Midas Halach is Kodesh. Lefikach, therefore, Be'ertzein Kodesh. That's why the overflow is Kodesh as well, whereas Midas HaYavesh Chol, measuring kalim for Yavesh is Chol. It doesn't have Kedusha, lefikach, therefore, Be'ertzein Chol. That's why the overflow is also Chol. Rabbi Yisrael Emmer, he's a third opinion. He says, Lo Mishum Zetz, not because of that. Ela Shalach Nekar, Vayavesh in a Nekar. Lach was uprooted from where it was, whereas Yavesh wasn't. In other words, when you pour liquid into a kli, so let's say you just pour a little bit in to fill up the bottom of the kli. Then when you pour in a little bit more, so whatever was in the bottom of the kli now gets pushed a little bit higher, and the new stuff now goes to the bottom. And it's like that all the way till the top. And therefore, any liquid that spills out of it, even though now it's out of the kli, it was once upon a time in the kli, and we're talking about a kli sharis, that means it was already niskadesh, therefore the birutzin, the overflow, that which spills over, already was kadesh. However, yavesh is not nekar, it's not pushed out of place. When you fill a container up with sugar, let's say, so whatever falls to the bottom is at the bottom, it rests there, it's not moving at all, and as you're filling it all the way up to the top, and then it starts getting heaped over the top, whatever's there peeking up above, that was never inside the kli, and that's why by yavesh, the overflow is not kadesh, because it was never in the kli. And that's Rabbi Yaisi's shita. So we have our three shitas, Tanakama, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yaisi. So first thing Mara asks in the beginning of the Mishnah, money, who's our Mishnah like? Irab Meir, if you want to say it's Rav Meir, Chad Gadosh Hava. He said at the beginning of the Perek that there's only one kli which is Gadosh, and the beginning of our Mishnah said that Kol Midas Shem Mikdash were Gadosh. And Irabban, if you want to say it's Rabbanon, Chad, that there's only one kli in the first place, Umachuk Hava, and it was Machuk, and measured out the proper amount when it's smoothed out. And so according to Rabbanon, there's nothing which is Gadosh. So who's our Mishnah like? Amar Chazdi answers, the Loilam Rav Meir, really our Mishnah is Shizra Meir, Umai Kol Midas, what does that mean, all measuring Kalim? Is that referring to the kli itself? Rather, Kol Medidas, all measurements, they have to be Gadosh. In other words, the Mishnah is referring to the one kli of Rav Meir, which is Gadosh, and it's telling us that any time that kli is used, which is basically for all of the menachos, the measurement has to be heaped high above the top in order to have the proper amount. We now get on to the main part of the Mishnah, which had said, Midas Halach Be'ertzein Kodesh, we had the three machlokes between Tanakama, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yosi. So Gemara asked Makamiflagi, what is the machlokes? So first answer is, Tanakama Sover, Tanakama holds, Midas Halach Nimshcha Bin Mifnim Meim Mechot, the measuring kalim for liquids, when they were Nimshcha with the Shemin HaMishcha, when they officially got the status of a kli, which now when something's put into it, it becomes Kadosh. So that had effect both on the inside and on the outside. And therefore, when Midas Halach spills over to the outside, it has that Kedusha. Whereas Midas Yavesh, Nimshchom Mifnim, Voloi Nimshchom Mechot. Whereas Midas Yavesh, dry measurements, the Shemin HaMishcha only is for the inside and not for the outside. And that's why the Beirutzin, whatever spills over, isn't Kadosh. Whereas Rukiva, so Rukiva holds, Midas Halach, Nimshchom Mifnim, Bim Mechot. Midas Halach, it has a status both on the inside and outside, but Midas Yavesh, Loi Nimshcha Kol Iker. It didn't even have Shemin HaMishcha, and therefore anything on the outside is not Kadosh. The reason why something put inside of it is Kadosh is because it has Kedusha Sapeh. It was designated to be such, so it does have a level of Kedusha, but still Midas Yavesh wasn't Nimshcha at all, according to Rabbi Kiva. Whereas Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi holds, that both Midas Yavesh and Lach were Nimshcha only inside and not outside. And over here, the reason for the difference between Lach and Yavesh is like we explained in the Mishnah. The Lach, Nekar, Umigavad, Manakasi, the liquid was uprooted from where it was, and it came from the inside of the Kli, so already was Niskadesh, so now that it's spilled over the edge, it doesn't make a difference, even though it's outside of the Kli, it came from the inside of the Kli, so it's Kadosh. But by Yavesh, dry, any Nekar was never uprooted, and therefore whatever spills over the Kli was never inside of it, so it's not Kadosh. Ask the Gemara, V'chi Nekar, my Hava, who cares if it was uprooted? What's it make a difference? Gavr l'may d'tzar chamachavin, the person only has Kavana for what he wants, and he only wants what's inside the Kli. So who cares if it was once inside the Kli? Now that it's outside of the Kli, it's something that Mafreya we see, really never had any Kavana to be part of the Nesachim, so why should it be Kadosh? So Amar Vidim Bar Shishna, Mishmei Derav, he answers, Zoyser Meresis clearly tells us that Klisharis Makachin Shalemidas, a Klisharis is Makadesh, even Shalemidas. You're right, even though at the end something did spill over the edge, so it's not going to end up being used, and that means that Das Bailim wasn't on it, he doesn't have in mind to use it. Still, since it was in the Kli before, Klisharis Makadesh Shalemidas, and so it has Kedusha. Whereas Ravina Amar, he answers differently. I can tell you, Klishar is a Mekadosh and Elam Midas, that Klishar is only Mekadosh Midas. The Baalim have to want it. However, the reason why, by Lach, if it spills over, it's still Kadosh, Ugzeira. It's Ugzeira. Shema Yemer, people are going to say, might seem Klishar is Lechoil, that we could take from a Klishar is to Choil. Because when they see this liquid that was once inside the Kli, now that it's out of it, and if we're just going to treat it as regular Choil, because Me'ikr Adin, it's not Kadosh, people are going to say, oh, anything that was in a Klishar is not really Kadosh, and we could use it for Choil, which is not true. And so for the Gzeira is, by liquid, since it once wasn't a klisharis, we have to treat it as kadosh. However, Moshe Zer asked on that, what about the following garn lechem upon him? Seder salechem v'sebezichin la'achar Shabbos. Let's say after Shabbos, for example, Sunday morning, they took the brand new lechem upon him and the bezichin, the 2 spoons of the ketores, and they ordered them, they put them on the shulchan, and it's not supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be done on Shabbos, but they did it on Sunday. V'hikter sebezichin b'Shabbos, and then that next Shabbos, which is only 6 days later, not seven, they brought the bezichin, the spoons levana, they put them on the mizbeach, which is what's supposed to be done in a standard situation. Psula, it's puzzle. That's because it wasn't on the shulchan for long enough. So get to ask what should be done in the situation when the lechem upon him was put on the shulchan on Sunday, for example, and so the next Shabbos wasn't on there for long enough. Yani chanel Shabbos haba should be kept there till the next Shabbos, meaning it's going to be on the shulchan for almost 2 full weeks, and that's not a problem. Shafilo ha-shulchan yom rabim emikach klom, even if it's on the shulchan for many days, it's not an issue. It doesn't become pasul belina, and that's because it doesn't attain its kedusha yet until it's on the shulchan for the requisite amount of time. Now the question is, v'amai, why would that be? Hasam nami lema over there. Also, we should say gzer shem yomru mafkidim b'chay shares. We should make a gzer that maybe people are going to say that we could just deposit, we can store something in a klisharis, and it's not a problem because we see this lechem upon him on the shulchan for almost 2 full weeks, and it's not becoming pasul belina, and it's in or on a klisharis because it's on the shulchan, and so people might end up learning from there that you could just put something in a klisharis, leave it there overnight, or just store it there indefinitely, and that's not a problem. It's not going to become pasul, and obviously we know that that's not true. And so my answer is panema chutz karamis. You're asking on inside from outside. The case that we're coming from is beirutzin, the overflow of mincha, which is outside, meaning it's in the Azara, it's for everyone to see, and we're asking on something that happens inside, namely on the Shulchan, which is inside the Heichal. And the reason why we can't ask it is because Panim, Lav Kuli Al Miyadi, what goes on inside the Heichal, not everybody knows, so there's no fear that people are going to learn something improper from it. Whereas Chutz Kuli Al Miyadi, outside, something that happens in the Azara, everybody sees, and therefore they might learn something improper, therefore we can't ask from Chutz on Panim. And we can do something similar. Tanan Hasim, we have a mission over there. The extra or leftovers of Nesachim, they go to Ketam Mizbeach, which is when there's a little bit of a lull in the activity of the Beis HaMikdash, and there's no carbonus being brought in the Mizbeach. It's not proper for it to just be empty. So they bring carbonus that are oilos, and those are brought to, so to speak, keep the Mizbeach busy. And that's what Meister Nesachim is used for. And the question is, my Meister Nesachim, what exactly is Meister Nesachim? Sir Bechibar Yosef Amar, he says, Beirut Se Midas. It's the overflow of the measurements. Those are sold and used for Ketam Mizbeach. Nor Yechon Amar, he says, Ka'is Shaninu. It's similar to what we learned in Mesech Shkalim. Hamakabal Al Vasapik Sauces Ma'arba Va'amdi Bishalash Yasapik Ma'arba. If we have a supplier to the Beis HaMikdash who took upon himself that he's going to supply flour at the rate of 4 sa'a per sella, but then the price went up and it became 3 sa'a per sella, still he has to go with his original word of giving 4 sa'a per sella. And by the same token, sadiyon based on the top, mishalosh, if the normal price was 3 sa'a per sella, and that's what they had agreed upon, va'amdu me'arba, and now the price went down and you could actually get 4 sa'a per sella, misapik me'arba, so the supplier has to give 4 sa'a per sella. Why is that? Shiyad hektish al yoyna. In both these situations, hektish always has the upper hand, and that's what we mean by meister nesachim. This extra goes to the Beis HaMikdash. And thank you, Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, and thank you, Reb Yochanan. We have brass just like Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, which is the first explanation. We have brass just like Reb Yochanan, which is the second explanation. Thank you, Reb Chiya Bar Yosef. We have brass like Reb Chiya Bar Yosef. The brass says, Beirutzei Midas halalu, mahayu oisin bahen. What will they do with these Beirutzei Midas? So, im yash zavach acher yikru imai. If there's another carbon that needs nesachim, so we could take this overflow, this spillover, and use it for this other carbon. Vim lanu, if it stayed overnight, so nifsu belina, it's pasul belina, vim la, but if not, meaning it wasn't pasul belina, but there's also no zavach that needs it. So, mekitzim ran some mizbeach, it's used for ketzim mizbeach, and v'ketz zeh mahu, what is this ketzim mizbeach? Oilos, it's a carbon oil, habasol Hashem, the meat is for Hashem, meaning it's a carbon oil, it's completely burned on the mizbeach, v'arz l'kayhanim, but the hide goes to l'kayhanim. Now, thank you, Rabbi Yochanan. We also have a price like Rabbi Yochanan. What's the price to say? Hamakabal al sapik sauces ma'arba va'amdu mishalosh, a supplier took upon himself that he's going to give 4 sa'a per sella, and now the price went up and it's 3 sa'a, misapik ma'arba, he still has to give 4, like originally agreed upon, and mishalosh va'amdu ma'arba, misapik ma'arba, if he originally said 3, because that was the standard market value, now it went down to 4, so he has to give 4. Why is that? Shiad hektash al yoyno. Hektash always has the upper hand. V'zeh shaninu, and this is what we learned. Meister nesachim l'ketz hamizbeach. And on to the Mishnah, continue to discuss the nesachim. Kol karbonis hatzibur v'hayachid t'un nesachim. All karbonis tzibur and yachid. Anyone bring a private carbon, any karbonis being brought for the tzibur, they all need nesachim brought with them. Chutz, except for the following. Min ha-bachar, v'ha-meiser, v'ha-pesach, v'ha-chatos, v'ha-asham. A bachar is firstborn animal. Meiser is meiser behema. Pesach is carbon pesach. Chatos is carbon chatos, and asham as well as a carbon asham. Ela shechatos shel metzora Ashamay to Nisachim. There's only one Chatos and Asham that need Nisachim, and that's the Chatos and Asham of Metzaira, and that's because it's stated explicitly in the Pasuk. So the Gemara brings a Braisa, which discusses this in great detail, bringing the sources for all of them. Tanar Bana, we have a Braisa, Vasisem Isha Lashem. That's just a little part of the Pasuk. Let's read the entire thing. This is a general Pasuk that discusses Nisachim. It says, Vasisem Isha Lashem. You're going to bring a fire offering for Hashem. Oiloi Zevach, Lefali Neder, Oibin Dava, Oibin Mayadechem, Lasus Rechni Chaych Lashem, Min Habakar, Oi Min Hatzain. So we explain. Vasisem Oil Hashem tells us, Yachel, you might think, Kol Oil Ishem, Yehaton Nisachim. Anything that's brought up onto the fire would require Nisachim. Afilu Mincha, even a carbon Mincha. So Tam Lemon, so the Pasuk says, Oila. And that tells us only a carbon Oila, not Mincha. And the question is, Shlamim Minayin? How do we know that a carbon Shlamim also needs Nisachim? So Tam Lemon, the Pasuk says, Zevach. And Zevach is a general word for any carbon, so that would include Shlamim. Now, Toida Minayin, how do we know a carbon Toida? So Tam Lemon, so the Pasuk says, Oi Zevach. And the Oi is coming to include Toida. Now, Yachel, you might think, Shani Marba Af Bacharu Maestru Pesav Chatas Vasham, that I would include all these carbonists as well, that they would also need Nisachim, because the Pasuk does say Zevach, and these are all Zevachim, and so therefore Tam Lemon, the Pasuk says, Lefali Neder Oibin Nedava. Lefali means an expression of a Neder Nedava, and that tells us that Bab and Neder Nedava Tar Nisachim, only something that could be brought as a Neder Nedava, meaning you could donate it, so then it needs Nisachim. But if it ain't above Neder Nedava, if it can't be donated as a Neder Nedava, ain't Tar Nisachim, so it doesn't need Nisachim. And Mashmal Hetzis Elu, that's Mashmal to exclude all these that we just mentioned, Bechar, Meiser, Pesach, so on and so forth, because you can't donate them, so they don't need Nisachim. Harbaz continues, Oitzis Chavis Habais Machmas Regal Bregal. I would also think to exclude Chavis that come because of Yomtif on Yomtif, and Umay Ninhu, what are those? Oilis Re'i of Sham Chagiga. These are two carbonists that everyone has to bring on Yomtif, so maybe I would exclude those as well because you can't donate them. They're a Chav. And to say not like that, Tam Alarm, that's why the Pasuk says, Oibim Mayadechem, what do we learn from here? Kalbam Mayadechem, Ton Nisachim. Anything that comes on Yomtif, it needs Nisachim, even though it's a Chav. And Mashmal Havisalu, the Mashmal is from there is to include these, namely, Oilis Re'i and Sham Chagiga, those do require Nisachim. So says the Bryce, if that's so, Avi Seir Chatos, I should also include Seirim of Chatos, Hoyle Ubayin Chayv Bregel, since they also come as a Chayv and Regel, and so maybe they should also require Nisachim. And so to that, Tamil, the Pasuk says, V'chisase Ben Bakar. And the question is, Ben Bakar Bechlau Haya? Ben Bakar was really part of the general Klal. The Pasuk already mentioned, Mina Bakar Mina Tzoin. So as another Pasuk tells, V'chisase Ben Bakar, V'lo Miyata. So why is it excluded? Why is this other Pasuk tells, V'chisase Ben Bakar? And answers, L'hakash Heilov, to make a hekish to it and teach us, the Ma Ben Bakar Miyuchid, Ba Ben Nedrim Dava, just like Ben Bakar is unique, that you're able to donate it, Afkal, Ba Ben Nedrim Dava, so to anything that can be brought as Nedr Nedava, excluding a Chatos, which cannot be brought Ben Nedrim Dava. Now we continue darshaning. The Pasuk says, Las is Rech Nichaych Lashem, Min HaBakar Min HaTzoin. The question is, Matam Loimar, what's that teaching us? It already says the word Zevach in the beginning of the Pasuk, so why does it now have to speak out Bakar from Tzoin? We know we're talking about Karbanes. And the answer is, Lefishanemar, since the Pasuk tells us, Oila, Shemeani Afilu Oilas Ha'oif, Mashma. I would think from there that even a Oila, which is a bird, that also would require Nisachim. So Tam Lemer, that's why the Pasuk at the end tells us Min HaBakar Min HaTzoin to tell us that only animals with four legs require Nisachim, not birds. Div Reb Yeshia, that's Reb Yeshia's opinion. Whereas Reb Yeshia says, Ain't Tzarech, that's not necessary because Reb Yeshia already says Zevach. And from the word Zevach itself, we learn it's an animal with four legs, V'oif and a Zevach. And Oif is not a Zevach. And so we don't need Reb Yeshia's Joshua. So him came, that's really so. Ma Tam Lemer Min HaBakar Min HaTzoin. Why does the Pasuk conclude by saying Bakar Min HaTzoin? What do we learn from there? And the answer is Lafisha Namar, since it says in the beginning of Vayikra, Adam ki yakrim kem karban lashem min habehema min habakaru min hatzoin. So Yachal, you might think ha'aymer ha'reelai oila, that if a person says, I take upon myself to bring carbon oila, yavi mishnehem, he has to bring both bakar and sign, because it says it together, min habakaru min hatzoin. So Tamul Aymer, that's how we use our pasuk to say, min habakar oi min hatzoin. The word oi over here is the key, ratza echon mevi, ratza shnei mevi, that tells us that when a person takes upon himself to bring carbon oila, that he could bring either or, he could bring either one of them, or if he wants, he could bring both, but he doesn't have to bring both. And that's what we use the pasuk for. The Gemara just asked Rabbi Yonasan, Lomali Kra, why would Rabbi Yonasan need a pasuk for this? Ha'amar, he holds Ad Shifer L'cha Kasav Yachtov, that we always look at a pasuk as talking about two individual things, unless it specifically uses the word Yachtov to tell you that these two things are really together. But besides for that, we always look at a pasuk as talking about two separate things. So Rabbi Yonasan looked at this pasuk at the beginning of Vayikra that says Min HaBakar Min HaTzoin as referring to the two things together, that we need a separate Joshua to say that no, that's not talking about together. And the answer is that Itchech over here, he actually does need special Joshua. Why is that Sagdat Chamina? Because I would have thought Sadi Alpha Alpha on top, Hoyuk Siv, since the Pasuk says Umin HaTzoin, Kemandich Siv Yachtov Dami, it's as if it's written together because it says Min HaBakar Min HaTzoin, and in English we would translate this from Bakar and from Tzoin. And so that's and, it's not or, so you'd read it as if it's talking about together. Rabbi Yonasan does require separate Joshua. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshia, the Amar Alpha Gav, the Loik Siv Yachtov, Kemandich Siv Yachtov Dami, Libai Kra. So what about Rabbi Yoshio, who argues with Rabbi Yonasan, and he holds that even if it doesn't say Yachtov, we'll always read two things written next to each other as if it says Yachtov, as if they have to be together. So we should require a special pasuk to tell us that when a person takes upon himself to bring carbon oila, he has a choice to bring either cattle or sheep. And the answer to that is Haksiv. The pasuk says Im oila karbonim min habakar, and we have another pasuk that says Vim min hatsoin karbonai, and these are pasukim a little bit later on, so that clearly splits these up into two separate categories, bakar and soin. And so therefore, you're right. Even though the original pasuk that we've been discussing that says min habakar min hatsoin is mashma, they have to be together. Since we have later pasukim that clearly separate them, that's where Rabbi Yeshia learns it from. V'edachon Rabbi Yonasan do with this, and the answer is it's he still requires his limud, because Sakat HaChemiah would have thought hanimilu mifarish, that's only talking about where a person expresses himself clearly that I want to bring oila from tzayin or from bakar. Avol b'stama lais mitravayu. But if he just expresses I'm going to bring an oila, he didn't say where he's bringing from, so you might think that you'd have to bring both. Kamash malon, that's Rabbi Yonasan relies on his drasha that says that no, it's separate. We're going to stop for the day of pickup tomorrow, explaining the brisa bit by bit. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.